Whatever word you speak, so shall you hear. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Whatever word you speak, so shall you hear. And so shall you experience. And so shall you know. The hills are alive with the sound of music, the wonderful sound that I've heard before. When we sing, the hills are alive with the sound of music. When we speak, the world is alive with the sound of our voice, with the sound of our imagination, with the sound of our inspiration, with the sound of who and what we are. When we get up in the morning and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and our whole day begins on that wonderful tone of I like me. Our whole day begins on that wonderful attitude of I like me. And, oh, yes, I do. I like me. I like me so very much, so totally, so completely, so wonderfully, that I just jump out of bed. Now, you say, I don't always feel like jumping out of bed. That's true. We do not always feel like jumping out of bed. We do not always feel like getting up and being happy. We do not always feel like going to projects or prospects or to our work or to whatever we're going to do and think that we're going to have a happy time. But we can. We can. You say to yourself, I would like to get a little more information on how to build boats. And I want to build a boat. And I think it'd be fun to build a boat. I just feel boat conscious. And so you go to the library and you look up books on building boats. And you say, oh, I can't find a single thing here to build a boat. And then you go home and you say, well, what am I going to do? I want to build a boat, but I haven't too much of an understanding of what kind of boat I want to build. There are so many that I can build. So you say, I know the boat that I want to build. Hey, this is not so important. It's not so important to build a boat. It's not so important to say you know how to build a boat. That's not so important. Oh, yes, it is. Everything is important because whatever word I speak, so shall I experience. Whatever word I speak, so shall I hear, so shall I experience, so shall I have take place in my life. So I say I want to build a boat. And I'm sitting in front of my computer and I say, what shall I do? And so I say, well, now, Wikipedia has so many possibilities on building boats. Really? Yeah, it has a possibility on anything. No matter what it is you want to think about, you just go to Wikipedia, and there she comes. All you have to do is put in the right information to speak the right word, and then Wikipedia will speak the right word to you and tell you exactly what you want to hear. It'll tell you exactly. Now, you say, I would like to have a speedboat. I would like to have a paddlewheel boat. I would like to have a submarine. I would like... You go into the variety of boats that you could possibly think about, and you go into Wikipedia, and up they come. And up they come because they're there. All the possibilities are already there, and perhaps there's some possibilities that aren't there, but you'll think of them because your Wikipedia in your mind, in your brain, in your thinking system is far greater than any Wikipedia that's on any internet. But we don't know that yet. We haven't learned how to link to the Wikipedia of our mind to the inspirational, intuitional understanding that's in our consciousness, as well as we can to a network on the internet. Now, the internet is a complex, wonderful area, and it is so complete and so grand, and yet it is not one smidgen as grand as the intellect, as the intuition, as the genius that is in you and in me. And when I train myself talk to myself about listening to the divine in me, the divine in me just reveals itself, and so shall I hear. The divine in me just lets me know all the possible possibilities that I could have for building a boat or anything else that comes to my mind. Or whatever I speak, so shall I hear. Whatever you speak, so shall you hear. Whatever anyone speaks, so shall they hear. It is just the truth. It is a reality. Now, you say to yourself on some very complex idea that it pops into your consciousness and you want to understand it. You say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. The divine in me knows the answer. And because the divine in me knows the answer, I have that answer available to me. I have that answer so truly, so perfectly, so wonderfully in my consciousness that everything I want to know, everything I want to think, everything I want to dream or whatever, just comes right forth. When I speak my word, that is like the primer of the pump. My word is the primer of the pump. My word primes the intuitive, inspirational ideas that flow in and through me in such great abundance, and they just pour out. They pour out so fast and so wonderfully and so completely and so spilling all over everything. I haven't time to grasp them and gather them in and hold them in my heart and hold them in my mind and begin to work on them. And I think, oh, I'm going to lose them. And then I say, no way. Out once, they're out anytime I want them. No matter what it is that I choose, it's there. And it comes to my attention and to my life and to my world whenever I choose to have it. Whenever. And so whenever I choose to have it, it is mine. Whenever I choose to have it, it is the delight of my heart, the delight of my mind, the delight of my being. It is who and what I am. It is who and what I am. I speak my word, and that's what I hear. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And my body is filled with the consequence of saying I like me, by being I like me, by jumping up and down, by saying I have the energy. Oh, if I'm walking along and I am doing a trudge up the side of the mountain, and it tires me, and I say to myself, oh my goodness, I'm tired, I'm old, I'm young, I'm incapable of climbing this mountain because I haven't practiced and trained myself. And then I say, I know that I can, I know that I am, and I know that it is done. I am all the energy of the universe, I am all the power of the universe, I am all the genius of the universe, and I can do it, and I do it. You see, when I think I can't do it, my body says, oh, time to relax, time to forget our power, time to forget our infinite energy that's us all the time, time to forget that. And that's not the time to forget. That's the time to put it in motion. I know I can. I think I can. I will. I do. I am. All our words have variable meanings to us according to the power that we give it to. The power that we give to the word, the power that we give it to accomplish the goal that we have in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, in our being, because whatever word you speak, so shall you hear. Whatever word I speak, so shall I hear. It goes further. Whatever word I speak, so I am. Whatever word I speak, so I am. I am the word that I speak. I am the joy. I am the peace. I am the love. I am the abundance. I am the wholeness. I am the magnificence of all. I am that I am. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I speak my word, and it is so. It is so now. It is so eternally. It is so because it is so. Whatever word you speak, so shall you hear. Whatever word I speak, so shall I hear. And truly, I choose to speak words of peace, of power, of love. I choose to be my own Wikipedia. I choose to be my own source of all wisdom and all knowledge and all genius, and I let that genius flow out of me because I am it. And all in the universe, all the wisdom in the universe, all the genius in the universe, all the magic in the universe, that's me. That's who I am. And only in an absolute consciousness could I realize this and come to the awareness that that's true. And that's why I call myself the absolute philosopher, because I philosophize about the absolute concepts of things, the absolute realization of things, the absolute allness of things. And that's what it is. And that's what always will be. That's what I am. That's what you are. That's what we are. Speak your word and say, I like me. And you will find that you will start liking yourself more than you ever realize. Speak your word and say, I am happy. And happiness will flood your life. Speak your word and say, I'm abundant. And abundance is manifest in every area of your life. In every area of your life. It's a manifest as good health. It's a manifest as money. It's manifest as the choice of things that you want to do. It manifests as the people that make you happy. It's manifest as all that is good and all that is fantastic. Whatever word you speak, you shall hear. I like me. I like me. Yes, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. The world is great. The world is great. This day, put the cause in motion for your life as I put the cause in motion for my life as an absolute philosopher. And you as an absolute philosopher, as a genius, as a wonderment of all that is, say, now it is done. And it is done now. And forevermore. And I'm the happiest guy in the universe. I'm the happiest being in the universe. I'm the happiest me that ever could be. I love you. I love you. I love you.